Newgrange, incestuous kings unlikely to be buried in ancient tomb, date modified colon 2025-06-24T08:21:12.246Z, description colon it was previously believed only kings and other dignitaries had been buried at the county meath site, Incestuous kings unlikely to be buried in ancient tomb, 8 hours ago, save, Kevin Sharkey BBC News NI Dublin reporter, save, BBC, it has long been believed that burial at the Newgrange tomb was the preserve of kings and other dignitaries. For many years it was believed that burial at the an ancient Irish passage tomb was the preserve of kings and other dignitaries, who represented a dynasty that practiced incest. But a new research paper suggests Newgrange in County Meath may not have been confined to the social elite. The tomb is 5,200 years old, older than the Great Pyramid of Giza, and is also renowned for a winter solstice phenomenon where sunlight penetrates a passage and illuminates an inner chamber, indicating an ancient understanding of astronomy. Associate Professor of Archaeology Neil Carlin from University College Dublin, UCD, said suggestions of an incestuous ruling elite in Stone Age Ireland did not match our understanding of society at this time, it did not fit the evidence very well. National Monuments Service, Government of Ireland, the tomb is a Neolithic monument constructed by Stone Age farmers more than 5,000 years ago. Newgrange is a Neolithic monument constructed by Stone Age farmers in the Boyne Valley. It is part of a network of several prehistoric monuments in an area which is recognized as a UNESCO World Heritage Site. No king of Newgrange. We now have some really great examples of monuments elsewhere in Europe that contain people with very close biological ties, parents, children, grandparents, etc., said Associate Professor Jessica Smith, also from UCD. This sort of ADNA, ancient DNA, evidence is much closer to the idea of a lineage or dynasty. We do not see this evidence in Irish passage tombs. The findings also claim that no other incestuous unions have been identified in Neolithic Ireland and Britain, and that there is a lack of evidence for inbreeding across prehistoric Europe. They also say the evidence found at the site does not support the existence of a king of Newgrange or any hereditary power or dynasty with a shared ancestry. People were definitely being selected for burial in passage tombs. The whole community does not end up in these monuments, Professor Smith said. However, we don't know the reasons behind this selection, and why they were thought to be special. Unlike today, bodies don't tend to be buried whole or intact in this time period. Before they end up in megalithic monuments, bodies are broken down, sometimes cremated and even circulated around their communities. Neil Carlin says some of the materials used to build the tomb came from distant areas. Speaking to BBC News NI, Professor Carlin said some of the materials used to build the tomb came from distant areas. We have chemical signatures indicating that some of the burials in some of these passage tombs are coming from beyond the locality, he said. At Newgrange itself, we see the stones coming from as far away as 40 kilometers in and around Dundalk Bay. So, there are all these indications that this is not about biology or lineages. This is about people being chosen as representatives of their community. Newgrange was rediscovered in AD 1699 and its interior had been heavily disturbed prior to its modern excavation in the 1960s. According to the authors, burnt and unburnt fragments from just five people were recovered from the 1960s excavations of the tomb, said Mr. Carlin. Due to the high levels of disturbance in the centuries before that, we don't know if this number was originally much higher. What is Newgrange? National Monuments Service, Government of Ireland, the 19m, 62 feet, long inner passage leads to a cruciform chamber with a corbelled roof. Newgrange is part of a complex of monuments built along a bend of the River Boyne known collectively in the Irish language as Brú na Boyne, and the sites are managed by Ireland's Office of Public Works in partnership with the National Monuments Services of the Department of Housing, Local Government and Heritage. The tomb is a large kidney-shaped mound covering an area of over 1 acre, retained at the base by 97 large curb stones, some of which are decorated with megalithic art. The 19m, 62 feet, long inner passage leads to a cruciform chamber with a corbelled roof. The site, which has been reconstructed, was originally built about 5,200 years ago, which makes it older than Stonehenge. Newgrange is also renowned for a winter solstice phenomenon where sunlight penetrates a passage and illuminates an inner chamber, indicating an ancient understanding of astronomy. The light travels 19 meters, from the roof box at the entrance through the passage and into the chamber, Archaeology Republic of Ireland.